brought to you this hour on AM 1460 by Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Now accepting Anthem Blue Cross, Shasta Regional, treating people well.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Welcome to Free Fire Radio. And now, Free Fire Radio,
is about to commence.
Good morning, North State, and welcome to Free Fire Radio right here on KCNR 1460, your grassroots radio station. More local radio than you can shake a stick at, more than anywhere in Northern California, maybe more than anywhere in California.
Shake a stick.
There you go. 605-4567 is our phone number, and we're streaming live at KCNR1460.com. 7:07 in the morning. April the 29th. I think we have blown through April. I'm getting ready for Cinco de Mayo.
Oh, my goodness.
Oh, my goodness.
What are we going to do?
I don't know, but that's what we ought to do is start and find out how.
Let's find out what's happening on with our Wells Fargo Market Minute. Good morning, Susan Eastman. What's happening on the East Coast? What's happening?
Good morning, Carl Linda. Good morning, everyone. Well, the stocks are starting out in the green. The Dow Jones Industrial Average is up 90 points at 16,539. The S&P 500 is up 8 points at 1878. And the NASDAQ Composite advancing 16 points at 4,090. The three most actively traded stocks on the New York Stock Exchange, Bank of America, up 4 cents at 1499. Nokia, up 40 cents, trading at 743. Sprint, positive 39 cents at $7.82. For local stocks of interest, excuse me, I have a frog. Sorry about that. PepsiCo down 2 pennies at 86.80. Pacific Gas and Electric up 16 cents at 45.99. AT&T down a penny at $35.07. Treasuries are lower ahead of the Fed policy meeting today. The 10-year Treasury note is priced to yield 2.72%. And for commodities, gold is down a dollar at $12.98. Silver off 11 cents at 19. Crude oil up $1.13, trading at $102 a barrel. That's the market for now. This is Susan Eastman with Wells Fargo Advisors for KCNR.
All right, Susan. Listen, for the Wells Fargo Market Minute here every morning, 710, 810, and 905, brought to you by the Wells Fargo Advisors on Park Marina Drive. Susan and everybody there is such a joy. Give them a call at 243-7561. All right, get ready today, folks. Put my pads back out last night. My chaise lounge pads. It's time for a pedicure. So, because it's hot out, you know, it's going to be 88 today. That's our forecast. Definitely sporting the nice pedicure weather. Tonight will be clear with temperatures around 56. Wednesday, 91 tomorrow. Okay. My goodness. And Wednesday night, 57. Thursday is 91. That's our forecast. And beautiful, beautiful evenings ahead of us here throughout this week. And the weather's brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. Our customers are warm friends. Well, what are we doing today?
Well, for one thing, I think we're going to discuss the fact of taking water away from Elk Killer at 9 o'clock at night. Because this morning at 4 o'clock, Elk Killer decided, you know, this is really a good time to
get
go
out.
So I left my sleep number bed. Mm. Got up at 4 o'clock in the morning, took her outside, watched her trot around the yard until she did whatever she was doing out there, and came back, and I hopped back in my sleep number.
What's your sleep number setting?
It's 40 now, and I'm working my way up to 50, because I think it's time to toughen up. But anyway, my sleep number setting is 40, and, you know, here's the best thing. Dog gets you up. You can go back, lay down, and go right back to sleep again. And I didn't used to do that.
Mm-hmm.
But
we live downtown by the train.
No, the train goes by right about the same time, so you've got that too. So it's even more important that you're able to sleep and go back to sleep. And our sleep number bed allows us to do that.
And my setting is 45.
And I tell you,
I'm tough.
Right now it's dual sided, so I mean it's with the dual air technology. Linda's got her side. I've got my side. Right now, you can buy a sleep number bed. at the Mother's Day checkout, the dual temp layer type thing. Special financing is going on right now at Sleep Number. And where is Sleep Number? It's down in the Target Shopping Center. You go down and see Brian or Janice and find out what your Sleep Number is, because I guarantee you, you're going to like it. And I'll tell you, it's American made. It's got guarantees on it. It's Consumer Reports Mattress of the Year. It's clinically proven that, you know, to help your sleep. And it features active air technology which heats or cools each side of the bed. Sleep Number.
All right. You know, we have such incredible talent here in the North State, musically, brains, headlines were, two kids from, two Shasta County high school seniors have accepted athletic scholarships with Chico State University and the other Linfield College in Oregon. We do have a good friend that we know that is, looking and getting ready to make choices as well. And not only just in athletics, but you know, you saw yesterday with our Odyssey Mind program, those kids, and we have another grant school also was chosen, and they're also going to be going to the Iowa State Championships for World Championships for with something that they've created. We'll have them on in a little bit, but not today, but found that out yesterday. But we have, for Shasta High's musical, South Pacific. What are the songs? You know what? When I first
met
you.
Some enchanted evening.
You like Bloody Mary.
When you meet a stranger.
Yeah, well, that was our wedding song.
Bloody Mary is
that was what we danced
girl
to.
I love. Boom, 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 boom.
Remember that, darling?
Well,
that's what our wedding song was.
Yeah.
Some enchanted evening.
It's absolutely true.
But you like, there is nothing like a dame.
Nothing in the world. There is nothing you can name.
That is anything like a dame.
Nothing looks like a dame. Doom, doom, nothing.
All right,
like
Carl.
A dame. Doom. Doom.
This operetta brought
I know,
to you
brought
by.
To you by. This is KCNR 1460. We are bringing you the latest in headlines, okay. Believe it or not. May 1st, 2nd, 3rd, 8th, 9th, and 10th.
We're trying to give away tickets.
Tickets to South Pacific, Shasta High. Right, we got to redeem the certificate at the Cascade Box office. So give us a call, and we have it right here for your... And Gavin Spencer is the musical director. You know, they always
we
do
had
great
him on
stuff.
And they were, we had them on last week, and they're great. And so here you can get a couple of tickets. Give us a call, 605-4567, for any of the performances for South Pacific from Shasta High. And it looks really good. They always put on a great, great show
they
there.
A great job.
So 605-4567. We're going to take a quick break, because when we come back, California gets another pink slip. Oh, that's right. And another Southern California city may be getting another one. But the big one, the big pink slip, was just delivered, and it was a surprise. We'll be right back after these messages. Carl and the Bot, KCNR 1460. You'll never get a pink slip from us.
As few as 16 months. Simpson University's popular Aspire degree completion program was designed for busy working adults. Choose degree programs as diverse as organizational leadership, psychology, liberal studies, business and HR management, or the RN to BSN step-up program, all relevant in today's competitive job market. Student success fuels our program success. With a 96% graduation rate over the past 20 years, our Aspire degree completion program is a challenging yet rewarding adult learning experience. Custom tailor your degree success plan with our dedicated academic counselors who will personally guide you on your educational journey. Call today and speak with our admissions professionals. But don't delay. This spring's application deadline is approaching and classes will be filled soon. Call 1-888-9-SIMPSON today to speak with an admissions professional, or visit us online at simpsonu.edu/aspire. Simpson University School of Continuing Studies. Challenge your mind. Ignite your heart. Change your world.
Howdy, Redding. Nate Alberea here. It really is a privilege getting to broadcast live sports here on KCNR 1460, and once a week, I even get to host my own talk show. The NorCal Sports Show, presented by Tavan Car Wash, can be heard every Tuesday night at 6, right here on Free Fire Radio. Tavan Car Wash is Redding's friendly hometown car wash, and they are proud to be a part of the North State's only local sports radio show. Tune in, call in, let it rip. The NorCal Sports Show, Tuesday night, 6 o'clock, KCNR 1460.
At Second Amendment, Inc., we agree with Thomas Jefferson, who said, "I prefer dangerous freedom over peaceful slavery." Show your patriotic support for our right to keep and bear arms by wearing apparel made only in America. Second Amendment, Inc. merchandise is available at Bastiani Arms on Larkspur Lane, Signstation Sign Shop on Alfreda Way, right across from Lowe's, or online at SecondAmendmentInc.com. That's SecondAmendmentInc.com.
The 66th annual Redding Rodeo thunders into town May 14th through 17th. It's 4 days of action-packed rodeo with three performances of the Wrangler Million Dollar Silver Tour Rodeo. Wednesday and Thursday are family night. Both nights, all grandstand seating is priced at general admission. And Friday is Tough Enough to Wear Pink, night sponsored by Pendleton Whiskey. Saturday night, it's the Wrangler Champions Challenge and Tri-Counties Bank Night as the top 10 in each event compete for one night $80,000 purse. Over 50 champions will be represented in this one night of rodeo. The Redding Rodeo will be jam-packed full of exciting family entertainment all four nights. Tickets are on sale now for all events. For tickets, go online to RedingRodeo.com or visit the Redding Rodeo box office at the Redding Rodeo grounds Monday through Saturday, 9 to 7 p.m. or order by phone at 241-8859. Follow the Redding Rodeo on Facebook for up-to-date rodeo information and events. The Redding Rodeo grounds roar to life for the annual Redding Rodeo.
Now, let's return to Carl and Linda Bott and Free Fire Radio on KCNR, 1460 AM.
Good morning. Welcome back. Yeah.
Okay, wait a minute. Do Bloody Mary is the girl. Okay, here we go.
I'm just 7:16 in the
Bob
morning. It's KCNR 1460.
It's so early for Bob.
29th of April, and we're sitting here. We are talking over each other. Congratulations, Donna. You won the tickets for the South Pacific Musical at Shasta County High. Shasta High. In Shasta County. So, bleh.
Orchard Nutrition is bringing this portion, and probably wouldn't want to right now, but Orchard Nutrition is bringing this portion of the show to you. The North State's nutrition experts with the largest selection of natural foods and supplements. Four nutritionists on the staff for free to help you. Classes in the evenings to help on diet, healthy living, everything. They have raw foods, organic foods, no GMO foods. They have it all there at Orchard Nutrition in the Cypress Square Shopping Center. Give them a call at 244-9141. Orchard Nutrition is your center for a healthy lifestyle. They also have amazing foods for life. That's right, the gluten-free mix that is literally sweeping through the country right now, made right here in Redding in a certified gluten-free facility. It's sold at the Enjoy Store also. Enjoy the store. It's sold, of course, in several other places. But that's amazing food for life. Okay, Orchard Nutrition, let's go to the phones. Don, good morning.
Well, good morning to everybody. Happy summer, I guess.
Yeah, happy summer.
I don't know if it's 90 degrees today, but I don't think we're officially – are we officially at summer?
Hey, wait till the rodeo. It always rains during the rodeo.
It's not.
Hey, what's on your mind this morning?
Well, I was just thinking, recently myself and several others on the street I live really got fed up with the drug dealings on our street, and we sent a letter to the police department's attention, Chief Police Paoletti. And I thought, well, boy, that'll go nowhere. We'll never hear anything. Well, within 2 days, I got a phone call from the chief of police secretary saying he wanted to talk. So I called back, and there he was on the phone. And we discussed the whole matter, and I feel confident that things are going to go forth in dealing with this drug element here on the street that I happen to live on in Redding. And but getting a phone call from your chief of police to an ordinary citizen, I think, is pretty amazing. I mean, I felt really good about it. And I don't know, the police department often gets wrapped sometimes, but, you know, it's pretty understaffed for what they do. They do a lot here in our community. So I just wanted to give a little shout-out to the Redding Police Department and the chief for being quite proactive in dealing with the drug crimes here in Redding and with the understaffed that they have.
Well, you know what? That's really nice of you, Don, to call in, because I think that Reading Police Chief Rob Poletti is very proactive. And when he hears something like that, that, you know, I'm glad that he did act on it. I would expect him to do that. We've got two very proactive senior law enforcement officials, and this week we had the acting probation officer for Shasta County, who is Tracy, who is really on top of her game, and we're going to have Steve Carlton in on Thursday. We all have got to help and get our help each other and help the city get our arms around this crime problem before it explodes. It hasn't exploded yet. We've got our problems, but before this thing gets totally out of control. So having been able to write a letter because you care, and then having the chief of police answer by, you know, getting you on the phone and talking to you about it. So you felt like he's going to do something.
I did. I felt very honored that he gave attention to myself in the situation on our street and all the property owners here. So
great.
Just yay for Chief Poletti.
Thanks for calling.
Nice. Thank you. You know, if more people like Don would come forward and, you know, because what happens, it's easy. It's easier, I think, to fall into the side of negativity. It is important. I know it, certain things make me feel dark, and I know that there's certain things, there's like an attitude adjustment in order to put light into something. And so when we live in a community, it's not party-based, it's community-based. It's about really reaching out across the table. We all break bread. This is what I say. We all break bread.
It's all our community, so we all need to get in there. All right, that pink slip I was talking about, a surprise pink slip. Toyota. Yeah, that's right. Toyota delivered a surprise pink slip to California that it's going to move its U.S. headquarters and about 3,000 jobs from L.A. to, drum roll, the stars at night are big and bright. Boom, 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 deep in the heart of Texas.
You're in a singing mood this morning.
Yeah, that's right. I can't help it. You know, because they are moving to Dallas. 3,000 jobs.
And that means families.
3,000 jobs. Okay, it's not just the jobs and that tremendous amount of money. You're right. You're right, hon. It is. It's the families. It's everything that goes along with it. Their schools.
The support companies.
The support companies. Everything. Guess what? They're all going to kind of, you know, it's just Toyota. Just think, if you've got something that you do a lot of work for Toyota, like you do all the shredding for Toyota. I mean, just imagine how much they shred. Mm-hmm. You know, all the material they shred.
Well, the trucking companies that deliver the
trucking
parts.
Well, this is Toyota headquarters now.
Yeah.
So, I mean, I'm thinking this, that headquarters is mainly probably the office
this
job.
Isn't it in Burbank or in the Valley someplace?
I don't know, but it's someplace in L.A. Yeah. They are moving to Dallas, 3,000 jobs, but that's just the tip of the iceberg. Because just the amount of money that they're bringing with them in salaries. Mm-hmm. And then you go in and you go, oh, look, doctors, schools, buying cars from there in Texas instead of here.
Oh, these LA kids are going to have major shock.
Oh my gosh. Well,
they're going to have major shock with Dallas.
Well, Dallas is a pretty,
it's not the Valley. No, it's not LA though.
It's not the Valley, but it's still, it's a strong area. Now, here's the other thing about somebody else just said is that, did we know that Texas had its own power grid? That if the power goes down anywhere else, most of Texas will still be safe and be on power. Here's the other thing I heard yesterday, talking about how the feds have taken over so much of the property here in the United States. Like, Nevada, 90% of Nevada is owned by the feds instead of the state. 80% or 65% of New Mexico, 65-70% of Arizona, blah blah. It goes on and on and on. So many states, BLM, or the Fed somewhere own this land. You know how much they own in Texas? 4%. Something like that. 4%.
So the people control the state.
That's the thing, is they control their own property. So when you start talking about property rights.
Do you think this is a perfect thumb-nose moment?
Thumb-nose moment.
Or nose thumb? Yeah. Do you think this is like goodbye California with your sanctions? Yeah. Well, however you want to visualize that.
There's another one. Bob, what's that other company I can't pronounce the name of?
Sriracha. They make that great hot sauce with the rooster on the
label. The rooster, which will burn your tonsils out if you had tonsils. At 50 paces. They put it in this town down in Southern California who four people complained about the odor.
Mm-hmm.
And they're saying, you know, that they, you know, that's, they, you know, they're inhaling it. Four people out of this town, and this is not, this town down there is not like putting it in the middle of, the Heights here, you know, or putting it in the middle of our neighborhood. This is an industrial town across from the factory there.
Well, I don't care if you're across from a chicken farm, it smells.
It does, but it's warehouse and all that. But what I'm saying is, they didn't take and put this family in the middle of Reading, you know, and okay. bring it in there.
Or so they're moving too.
Well, they're fighting them and they're putting all these restrictions on them. And so the question is this company going to pick up? Now here's the other thing. Guess who's wooing them? Guess who called them? Texas. And then New Mexico called them and said, why don't you come here and set up? We'll be more than happy to help you set up your factory, which has, you know, a couple hundred jobs, and use our peppers instead of the ones from California.
Wow.
Just use these New Mexico peppers or these Texas peppers.
Wow.
Another company. I mean, they are wooing them. Now, just what happened in Alabama?
What?
One of the major arms companies just moved there, Smith & Wesson, and moved thousands of jobs, 800,000 square foot facility from the Northeast, from Connecticut or New York, because they were going to a more gun-friendly climate.
Wow.
All right. So these are just things that are going. 3,000 jobs. You know what? Governor Brown, maybe you ought to take all the Democrat leadership, bring it into the office, and say, look, you jerks.
What do we need to do?
Who's going to be the last one out, turn off the light kind of thing? I mean, is this going to start waking you up? And I'll tell you what the answer is right now. I can tell you. I don't even have to be sitting there.
Now, remember when we went to Chattanooga and we visited your sister? They drove us all over town and they were so proud of two major businesses that had moved, a Volkswagen dealership.
Volkswagen had just, not the dealership,
the factory
was moving into Chattanooga.
And also the people who made the tractors.
The Kubota?
Or,
I don't know what they're called, but the Japanese tractors had moved. No, I'm not sure that's
yeah,
the
that
name
they
of it.
Were. They are because
like
they're colorful and they're cute. They look like Tonka toys.
They were moving. Yeah, but you're absolutely right. And they were moving into Tennessee. Why?
Chattanooga.
Why? Right to work state. Taxes. They give them a break for coming in. And what do we have in California?
I don't know. We have still water up here and we need to do something with it.
America's,
let's get creative.
America's second largest city has become a poverty factory.
Yeah.
I mean, when you think about it.
America what?
Somebody who's sent us.
In our chat pack, what'd they say?
Oh, that's, by the way, that's Alta, California is the one that's, where the, oh.
Oh,
that will be us.
Oh.
The New Mexican state. It'll just be by default.
No, Alta, California is where the,
Alta is north. There's Baja and then there's Alta.
Oh, okay.
Upper
I thought maybe there was like Alta
California.
Mesa.
I thought that was
Alta,
the name of where that factory was.
No.
I could look it up, but I don't have my. Can look that up.
The whole state, the Treaty of Hidalgo will go away, and there we are.
A report came out, sanctuary city laws, and we manufacture poverty by forcing our poor to compete with newly arrived immigrants who are even poorer. All right, we're going to take a break here. This portion of the show has been brought to you by Four Winds Jewelry, 2225 Hilltop Drive. You know, Four Winds Jewelry, Leonard and his associates. I like Leonard. I like the way he's honest. He'll tell you what's happening. His estate jewelry, absolutely beautiful.
And he is an opal expert in the world. I mean, seriously. Dealers throughout the world will be in contact with Leonard. Yeah. And also, the only really watch repair guy who can make a watch from scratch, you know, that kind of guy, go to Leonard at Four Winds Jewelry, 2225 Hilltop Drive. We're going to take a break. We'll be right back. KCNR 1460. It's 2014. Do you find yourself looking in the mirror and saying, I want to be a better me? This year, I want to feel stronger, have a more positive outlook on life, and feel like I'm controlling my life. Life isn't controlling me. Well, now's the time. Go to Adamson's Peak Performance, a gym where the staff has incredible integrity. Adamson's is a place where you can become a better you. Get fit. Call Adamson's now at 221-8006. Adamson's Peak Performance.
The 66th Annual Reading Rodeo thunders into town May 14th through 17th. It's 4 days of action-packed rodeo with three performances of the Wrangler Million Dollar Silver Tour Rodeo. Wednesday and Thursday are family night. Both nights, all grandstand seating is priced at general admission. And Friday is tough enough to wear pink, night sponsored by Pendleton Whiskey. Saturday night, it's the Wrangler Champions Challenge and Tri-Counties Bank Night as the top 10 in each event compete for one night $80,000 purse. Over 50 championships will be represented in this one night of rodeo. The Reading Rodeo will be jam-packed full of exciting family entertainment all four nights. Tickets are on sale now for all events. For tickets, go online to readingrodeo.com or visit the Reading Rodeo box office at the Reading Rodeo grounds Monday through Saturday, 9 to 7 p.m. or order by phone at 241-8859. Follow the Reading Rodeo on Facebook for up-to-date rodeo information and events. The Reading Rodeo grounds roar to life for the annual Reading Rodeo.
Hi, I'm Vicki Leda from Amazing Foods for Life, gluten-free baking mixes made with ancient grains. At Amazing Foods, we're here to help you make living gluten-free easy and healthy. Often it can be difficult to find fast, easy, and delicious treats. With our cookies, cakes, muffin mixes, you can have bakery fresh in your home in about 20 minutes, while at the same time adding protein and omegas to your diet. Amazing Foods for Life is produced in a dedicated top 8 allergen-free environment. Check us out at AmazingFoodsForLife.com or at Orchard Nutrition Center, Tops Market, and many more.
Today, everyone has a big to-do list. With busy schedules, it's easy to forget about yourself, just like I did. Hi, I'm Jennifer Haynes here for Dr. William Farrell. Don't neglect your dental health. Without proactive care, a small cavity can lead to a root canal or extraction. My dentist told me several years ago that I had hairline cracks in my teeth. I did nothing. Time passes. Then out of nowhere, I wake up in the middle of the night in extreme pain. The kind of pain that drops you to your knees. My husband finally had enough and he called his dentist, Dr. William Farrell, who had me in his dental chair within 2 hours. Short time later, pain was under control. Dr. William Farrell took the time to explain to me what the problem was. Those hairline cracks caused massive infection all the way through to the cheekbone. No wonder I was having such a problem with sinus infections. If you want the problem solved, go see Dr. William Farrell. Appointments are available Monday through Friday and most Saturdays. Call Dr. William Farrell 547-5757 today to schedule a quick and easy checkup.
It's Carl and Linda Bott and Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 AM.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 with Carl Linda Bott. Good morning. It is Tuesday, April the 29th, 55 degrees out there on its way up to 90, 7:33 in the morning.
Okay,
we're 605-4567. And we're streaming live at KCNR1460.com.
Screaming too.
Yeah, we're streaming too. We're streaming.
Sorry about that. I just totally
interrupted.
What happens
when you're gone for 3 weeks?
Well, you looked at me. We're going to cover a little bit about the hot sauce. Go back to that for a second. We have a special guest in the studio, but this portion of the show is brought to you by Ensemble Vineyards. Give them a call at 474-5546. Thursday's wonderful, pizza night, and they always have, winemakers dinners and wine tasting and flights, and it's just fabulous. It is the season to really enjoy the beautiful surroundings of Ensemble Vineyards. Okay, so let's talk a little bit. No, let's go back because I said I wanted to know exactly where the hot sauce factory was and what is happening in the news there.
Okay, it's in the city of Irwindale in the Sriracha hot sauce. The guy's owner, David Tron, is talking to congressmen and everybody. There's a lot of people coming in saying, well, why don't you just move it to our place? And these are California. But offers have poured in from Alabama, Pennsylvania, Louisiana, Kansas, Ohio, Georgia, Iowa, Arizona, New Mexico, and West Virginia. So I was wrong about Texas, at least on the date of this one. But I know that the guy from Rick Perry called him too. All these states want to have this factory here. They said that, it will, you know, it does smell, but so what? People knew that. But anyway, the bottom line is that all these other states would love to have this company there. Cause it means money, it means jobs, it means a bigger tax base and all that. Another company that could leave us right now. You know what? If it's the first week in May, It must be
Shasta
Danbury.
Danbury. Generations of Change. Good morning and welcome our guest this morning. Kate, how are you?
I'm just fine. Thank you for having me today.
Okay, well, tell us what's going on.
This is the annual Shasta Danbury, the first weekend in May, actually the first Friday night and Saturday in May. And we're going to start off May 2nd with the For Pete's Sake Classic Car Show. This is to raise money for a Central Valley High School Industrial Arts Scholarship. Starts at 6 p.m. We'll have barbecue provided by Phil's Propellers. We'll have live music from Mike Raider's band, and we'll have, oh, hundreds of classic cars. It's going to be at the Claire Ingle Park. You can go online, www.shastadanbury.org for the all the entry forms for everything we're doing. And it's just a lot of fun. It's a nice 50s. We're kind of known as a classic car show kind of
Is it right up there at the dam?
This particular portion is at Claire Ingle Park across from Century Market right off of Shasta Dam Boulevard.
Okay.
And then and that'll go till about 9, 10 o'clock. So show up early. The food's great. The fun's great.
Now that's Friday, May 2nd.
Yes. And then Saturday, get up early. The Shasta Lake Fire Protection District does a great pancake breakfast. Starts at 6, ends at 10, and our parade starts at 10.
Ooh.
It's fun little parade. Got lots of local stars showing up. Our parade marshal this year is the Shasta Dam Little League Challengers. And it's a parade where your community comes out and you just celebrate the people. That's what we're known for. Great volunteerism and celebrating. The Sunrise Rotary actually puts that parade together for us. After that, we'll be at Claire Ingle Park with a craft fair, jump booths for kids, live music all day long, just a real nice, comfortable country fair atmosphere. And at the same time, out at Shasta Dam, the Lions Club is continuing our For Pete's Sake car show, and they'll have a car cruise across Shasta Dam.
Ooh.
At 1 p.m., hopefully all those cars will have warmed up in our parade at 10 a.m. And so that's going to be a lot of fun as well. The Shasta Lake Heritage and Historical Society has just come out with a new book called The Dam Kid. Those Dam Kids, and it's stories of at least 50 families that came and followed the dam projects and started Shasta Dam about 76 years ago.
Well, yeah, because last year you had your big 75th.
Outstanding celebration.
I had the opportunity to meet a lot of them, and really interesting people, really nice people coming in from all over for this.
They really did.
Yeah.
Yes. Our 75th anniversary last year was huge. We honored the surviving dam workers and their families with a great luncheon. And then a lot of us, like 300 or so folks, donned yellow shirts with the 75th anniversary logo on the back and stood on top of Shasta Dam.
I took that aerial picture.
I'm in there someplace.
Are you there?
I'm in there someplace. Yeah, I was, we were out there, we were doing a live remote from there, and it was great to see everybody get in. They had to get into certain positions. And then they took the photo.
Oh, it was outstanding.
You still have your damn shirt.
And you also have Youth of the Year and your Danbury King, Prince, Queen, Princess. So those kids will be in the parade, I'm sure.
That's right. They'll all be in the parade. Our Youth of the Year is picked from the local high schools, and it's Jamie Bergstrom this year, and he's just an outstanding young man. All of our awards go to folks that have outstanding community service. So it's not based on grade point average. It's based on how much you give back to your community.
Fantastic.
The Youth Leadership Program, we give them titles of king and queen and prince and ambassador and princesses. They're a wonderful group. Kendrick Argon is our king, and Sarah Beyer is our queen. And what they do, they're the face of the youth for Shasta Lake City. And they'll be in just about every parade around promoting the Shasta Lake area.
All right. So you also, you're here today is to really highlight, well, not only Shasta Dam, and I still have never taken a tour.
Are you kidding?
No.
It's free.
I need to do that. I mean, it, you know, we have a friend that's his favorite thing to do, and all of the stuff he said, my favorite thing to do is...
We've down to Sacramento. We've been on Whiskey Lake twice.
Well,
I know. We've been on Shasta Lake twice. That's on the bucket list this summer. We've never been to Shasta Caverns. I mean, you know, we could give you a whole list of things we have not done.
You need to do the night kayak.
We've done the night kayak. We did that last year.
We were on.
This is on the bucket list. We're going to make it happen. In fact, maybe we'll get together a little KCNR group and go do a tour together.
I'm going to be one of the announcers at the parade, and with me is going to be Antoinette Garrett, who's a tour guide at Shasta Dam. So you guys, if you come on out to the parade, come and stop and talk to her.
Okay.
Also, you could trade us jobs. Yeah. But in the Danbury brochure, this annual book that's out, the Danbury.
Fabulous brochure.
Yeah, isn't it wonderful? It's all supported by community businesses, so. Go out and get your free copy at North Valley Bank or Century Market or my office, Shasta Lake Chiropractic. They're all over the community. And in there are some pages that list all the things, not all the things, but a lot of things you can do locally. So you can just get this book and start checking off your bucket list of things you want to get done.
It's a great book. Great book.
Like you said in the back, you've got what's happening in June. You've got a lot of stuff going on in June. That's chalked like May. July, all through the months, about what's happening in Shasta Lake City.
That's
yearly events.
True. Yeah, yearly events. We have a group that walks across the dam every Thursday evening. It's just an informal group that they don't walk step by step, but there's folks out there all the time walking. We've got just a lot of fun.
One of the comments came in from Sunny. This is a great tour, you guys. You do not realize all that is under... And in the dam until you go in the tour.
Wow.
Shasta Caverns is a fun tour also. Okay, everybody's right. We know this. We just need to, we'll do it.
I've done the Shasta Caverns years ago. It's your turn and it would be fun to do that little boat dinner thing and then you go into
the boat dinner.
Those are two bucket list things. And we're also going to do that romance cruise where you float down the river. But what's cool is that these things that you can do with, you don't have to, how much is it going to cost my family? This thing that's happening is free.
It's pretty much free. You have to pay for some food if you're hungry, but you know, to be in the parade is free. To have people celebrate you is free. The jump booths for the children are free. The activities of the music all day long. It's a fun family entertainment. We're hoping everybody will come on out, and we really thank all the local businesses for their support. It's just great. I've been involved for many years, and I'm always looking for more folks to help carry on this tradition. So volunteer with us. That would be great. But go to ShastaDanbury.org. For all the applications for the car cruise, for the parade, for the craft vendors, food vendors, you'll find that all under entry forms, and you'll find lots of information about us.
On Friday, you've got, for Pete's sakes, it's going to be the best little car show by a dam site. And then, of course, Danbury Day, all day pancake
breakfast.
May
3rd, mark your calendar.
And that was May 2nd for the car show, but on May 3rd, you've got the pancake breakfast, of course, which always is great there. You've got then the Danbury Parade and Car Cruise, Day in the Park, Show and Shine. Everything is going on. Give them a call at 949-2759 or check out ShastaDanbury.org.
Thank you.
Thanks so much. That's really exciting. Can you leave this booklet with us?
It is yours.
Oh,
yes.
Thank you. It's fabulous. Anybody cares to come by the station, you can check it out. It's a really nice book about everything that's going on in Shasta Lake City and the dam and all that good stuff and the events coming up. Thanks so much, Kay. We'll talk to you later. We're going to take a break here. Yep. Early break?
Yes.
Join us Friday night at the For Pete's Sake Cruise Night and Dinner 6 to 9 p.m. in the city of Shasta Lake as they kick off the annual Shasta Danbury Celebration. Friday night, friends and family gather at the John Baudet Community Center for the annual car cruise and $10 barbecue dinner. Entry forms for the cruise can be found online or at the event. For more information and entry forms, go online to ShastaDanbury.org or call 949-2759. All proceeds benefit the Pete Bechet Scholarship Fund. Don't miss the For Pete's Sake Cruise Night and Barbecue, sponsored in part by Redding Tire Center. Whether you're getting ready for a road trip, RVing, or off-road adventures, Redding Tire Factory can make sure your tires are ready to roll. Whether for passenger, light trucks, or ATVs, Redding Tire Factory carries a wide variety of name brand tires, including Goodyear, Cooper, Yokohama, and Nokian, all with the best warranty in the West. Enjoy the For Pete's Sake Cruise Night and Dinner this Friday and the Danbury Pancake Breakfast Parade and all-day activities Saturday.
Ted Lighty here with NorCal Firearms Instruction at Sportsman's Warehouse. The fact that female victims are more likely to be injured in an assault is undisputed. Call NorCal Firearms Instruction today to learn about our ladies-only personal protection class. This popular course is designed to teach the skills, attitude, and knowledge needed to protect yourself with a firearm. Our classes fill early, so contact us today at 999-1822 or read our reviews and register for a class at readingccw.com. This is Ted Lighty, and I'll see you at the range.
Patriot Gold and Silver Exchange has always believed that peace of mind is selling your gold and silver coins and bullion for a fair price. It's protecting your wealth with gold and silver. It's knowing your family has access to nourishing quality food and emergency supplies in times of distress. The Patriot is your peace of mind store with locations in Reading, Chico, Corning, and we're happy to announce the reopening of our store in the Holiday Shopping Center in Palisadro. To celebrate this, we're giving away a free personal stainless steel water filter bottle, a $32 value, with the purchase of a 200-serving emergency food bucket while supplies last. These are a convenient and versatile food storage product. Just add hot water for quick meals at home or grab and go if you have to evacuate. And don't pay more and wait weeks for delivery. In Reading, we're located in the Sunset Plaza at 3637 Eureka Way next to the Round Table. In Chico, we're located on East Avenue in the Safeway Marketplace. In Corning, we're in the Olive Tree Plaza. And once again in Palisadro at the Holiday Market Center. Come to the Patriot and get peace of mind today or less.
At Pulse Urgent Care, their goal is to get you in and out quickly. Pulse Urgent Care is open 7 days a week in their newly expanded facility from 10 a.m. till 8 p.m., providing care for the entire family, from infants to great-grandparents. If you suffer from allergies, visit newly expanded Pulse Urgent Care today for short-term allergy relief. For more information, call 722-1111 or walk in to Pulse Urgent Care on Hilltop Drive across from Kmart in Reading. Pulse Urgent Care says if it's urgent to you, it's important to us.
It's Carl and Linda Bott and Free Fire Radio on KCNR, 1460 AM.
I'm not sure I can sing along with that.
I don't know.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. I'm not sure what that was. But Bob is over there. He's writhing in some kind of enjoyment.
Currently 57 degrees in the downtown studios.
On its way up to 90.
I think there's a network thing going on.
Oh, is it? Okay, currently 88 degrees. I mean, it's going to be 88 today. Clear tonight with temperatures around 56. So sometimes you can never count on computers.
Yeah.
There's going to be glitches, okay? And that's in life in general. Sunny tomorrow with temperatures around 91. And Thursday is going to be 91. Our beautiful nights are in the 57s. Weather is brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane, where our customers are warm friends, locally owned and operated folks like that, shop local. And they also give senior and veteran discounts. Give them a call at 365-3793.
Lions Heating and Air brings us this portion of the show. And you know what? It's 90 degrees today, 91 tomorrow. If you haven't had your air conditioner checked, you haven't had the filters cleaned, you haven't had the air ducts looked at, you haven't just had it you haven't done your preventive maintenance on it, as we say in the military, call Martin and Alliance Heating and Air at 221-2642. 7 days a week, 24 hours a day. Hey, you know what? We use Alliance Heating and Air, and we've had nothing but good results. Nothing but good results. Check them out at homecomfort.org. Hey, you know, this Saturday is the 20th annual fundraising banquet for the Safari Club International, a leader in protecting the freedom to hunt and promoting wildlife conservation worldwide. Yeah, that's true. If it wasn't for hunters and fishermen, your conservation packages, your conservation programs would be gone. Yep, that's right. It's hunters and fishermen that put so much money into this. And so on Saturday, May 3rd, at the Wind River Event Center, they're going to have a dinner, auctions, drawings, raffles, even a block of hotel rooms at reduced rates for the banquet, because you're going to have a great time. And somebody tells me that, that's going to be a great time. Auctions and drawings include lots of guns, hunting equipment, art, decor, games, and items for the ladies. Check it out at scireading.org or give Larry a call at 474-5075. And it's not too late to sign up. Give him a call and just say, hey, look, I'd like to come in there and I'd like to have a ticket. I'd like to have a table. Give him a call again, 474-5075 or check it out, scireading.org. All right, we were talking about jobs and all these other things. I want to hit on something else. I want to hit on some other things that we have got in here. Let's see. Oh, gas. Gas is over $4 a gallon now. It's gone up another nickel.
Getting ready for summer.
Picture
it's
this.
It's always high in the
Picture
summer.
Picture this. Under Bush. And I don't want to sound like a broken record because I say it all the time, but under Bush, it was under $2. When it went up over $2, the media castigated him. Oh, he's in cahoots. He's got, you know, his brother, his father, his wayward son is in the oil business. Anything they could pick, you know, anything that they could attach him or Cheney to in the oil business because, gosh, gas was up over $2. It's over $4 a gallon now, my friends. And guess what? We've got cap and trade coming. Early next year. Cap and trade is going to drive it up another 15 to 25 cents, maybe more. You know what? We don't know how much more it's going to drive the price of gasoline up. But right now at over $4, have you noticed that your food's more expensive? Oh, have you noticed that everything is going to be more expensive? Beef is the most expensive it's ever been. Travel for you and your family. Are you going to be making that trip this summer? Because gosh, you've got to put into that $4 and more a gallon of gas. All of this. And why is this? How about we say President Obama? What about his policies? What has happened under President Obama that's driven the price of gas up 100%? Frankly, we know. Well, we know. You know, he said it back on the campaign trail years ago when he said, gas going up to $5 a gallon doesn't bother him as long as it goes up slowly and doesn't go up overnight. Well, it's going up to $5 a gallon, especially here in California. And what's that mean? It means that food, clothing, heating, electricity, everything is going to go up. Does it hurt Obama, who takes $6 million vacations? No. Does it hurt Harry Reid, who somehow managed to achieve millions of dollars? Does it hurt Mitt Romney? No. Does it hurt, most of the congressmen and most of the senators in, you know, at the national level? Of course not. They make lots of money in a variety of different ways. There's no poor ones up there. Who it hurts is you and me, Bob, Sue next door, the people next door down here, because gosh, we're just Americans, middle Americans, making a living here in our country. And yet they can't get together a energy policy. They can't put the pipeline through because they want to wait till after, of course, the election. Because we can't do this because we'll just, you know, if we say no, it's just going to cost us even more seats. You're going to already in trouble. But this is where we're at. Gasoline over $4 a gallon. And nobody doing anything. And it's the Democrats, my friends. It's the Democrats. Toyota's leaving California. It's the Democrats. It's not the Republicans. You can say, oh, how can you say that? Well, how about this? Democrats are in charge. If the Republicans were in charge, I'd say those pesky Republicans. They're in charge. What are they doing for us? Well, here we are getting ready to kick the price of gas up again next year. A lot. Not a little. A lot per gallon. And it's not the oil companies who's doing it. No, it's us. It's us in our green, our trying to achieve greenness here. And on that, there's good news because finally, after years, the EPA, that's right, the EPA, why do we even have an EPA? Why is the EPA so strong? I understand the EPA say, okay, you can't do this, but why do they buy a couple million rounds of ammunition for the EPA? Anyway, the EPA has issued a permit to the Sierra Pacific to expand their biomass plant in Anderson from 4 megawatts to 30 megawatts. Good news. More jobs, more electricity. It runs all electricity for them. You have 4 megawatts to 31 megawatts. Did I say three? I meant 31. 31 megawatts. And, that's good news. Yes, that's good news. Much better news than the other things that are happening in our state. And I've got, and here's the other thing too. You know, Linda, you were seeing this. You saw this.
683 face death after mass trial. This is in Egypt. An Egyptian judge sentenced to death the Muslim Brotherhood spiritual leader and 682 other people Monday in the latest in series of high-stakes mass trials that have been unprecedented in scope, drawing sharp condemnation from international right groups. What do you think?
Well, what they did is the Muslim Brotherhood. You know, remember the Arab Spring when all these people came in and they overthrew the government of Egypt then? And this was with Obama's blessing and all this. Oh gosh, there's freedom. There's freedom in the Middle East. Well, let's talk about how well that went. Let me see. Libya. They're in two rebel camps right now, shooting each other up with weapons we provide. Of course, our ambassador there was slaughtered, and we're still trying to figure out what happened. But Hillary doesn't really want you to know that, because, or President Obama, because if you really knew what happened that night, you'd scream for impeachment, or the fact that you'll never be elected president because of what you just did. But they don't want that to come out. So that's in Libya. And in Syria, of course, the battle goes on. Oh, we've been giving arms and all this to the opposition forces of Assad. And guess what? Assad's winning because the Russians are helping him. Oh. And then for the chemical weapons, who stepped in? That's right, Russia. Russia makes another inroads there. So Egypt, who put in their, the Arab Spring, and they brought in the Muslim Brotherhood, came in and said, we want a part of this. Now, the Muslim Brotherhood is a terrorist organization, according to the Egyptians. And when the last president was elected there, he starts cracking down on everybody that wanted more freedom. So it ends up with, yes, the military taking over. So they've been having trials with because they had all these riots and all these things happening and people were killed. So they put them on trial. They put 1,000 people on trial. 683 yesterday were sentenced to death. 683.
Are they going to do a mass killing?
No,
and then
what they've done is this. Is
mass grave?
No, what they've done is they're appealing this, including the prosecution is appealing this. So this doesn't mean they're all going to be. They just had 367, last month that were, 367 last month that were sentenced to death. And of that 367, it was 385. 367 were commuted from death to life in prison. Now, I don't know if life in prison is life in prison or if it just seems like you've been in life in prison when you're in Egypt. So they think that these, at least 683, they're not going to all be put to death, but they may be putting some of them to death, including the leader, the spiritual leader of the Muslim Brotherhood in Egypt. The Anwar Sadat was assassinated. They only ended up executing 5 people out of that, and it was a much larger organization. Of course, a lot of them went to jail. So, yes, 683 of the Muslim Brotherhood sentenced to death.
Well, something else that's in the headlines today, this is from the Associated Press in Beaver, Pennsylvania, and this just makes me sick. You know, this is a situation where, you know what, you feel like, I don't have control. Well, there's certain things you don't have control over. One of them is paying taxes. You have to pay attention. As we know, there's hidden things that happen now and then. If you own a business or a corporation or something, there could be like a $5 here or a $10. Well, this lady, her husband did all the paperwork, and she lived in this home. She was a widow, found out that she had all these taxes, so she paid it up to $6.30. $6.30. And some judge in Pennsylvania orders her that she has, because of back taxes of $6.30. Her house went on the auction block. She's living in it. She's trying to appeal it, but it's just,
and
where is leniency? Where
does,
you know, because they said if you really follow the law, this is what you do if you follow the law over $6.30. This widow, whose husband did all the work.
She loses a $230,000 house. They sold it for $6.40.
I think it went on the auction block for $118,000.
Did it? Okay, I thought.
So she could buy it back for that.
So she could buy it back for $118,000.
Yeah, but she owed $6.30 that she didn't know in a couple years. You know, things get lost. You know, especially if you're, ladies or gentlemen, if your wife does all the bills, because I know my mom does that. But I mean, if the guy does all that, you just, you know, this is where maybe you should sit down and figure out who does what and where's everything going.
You know, we've run out of time here for this because we have Haven Humane rolling in here after this. I didn't get a chance to talk about the Enlist Act, which allows illegals to join the military to become citizens, and what a stupid idea this is, and what impact it can have on our country. We'll get to that tomorrow. But, hey, this, you know what? So when we come back after the news, let's pick up some things that are a little bit more positive.
Okay.
We have Mark Story here with us, and I understand Mark's getting ready to go to jail for he's getting ready to go to jail. So we need to talk about that with him and explain what that means when Mark Story's going to go to jail.
Let's do that.
Yeah, the CEO of Haven Humane. Maybe it's not quite as serious as it sounds, but then again, you can never tell with our justice system. We'll be right back after these messages. Carl and Linda Bott, KCNR 1460. It's 58 degrees out there, 605-4567, Tuesday the 29th, it's 8 o'clock.
The news is brought to you now on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Top cardiovascular hospital in the nation, Shasta Regional, treating people well.
With SRN News, I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. Britain and the United States co-hosted a two-day asset recovery forum starting today, designed to help find and recover assets believed to have been stolen by the regime of ousted Ukrainian President Viktor Yanukovych.
We join millions around the world in expressing our admiration for the boundless courage and the tenacity of the Ukrainian people to speak out against corruption, to stand up for their right to be free from foreign intervention.
And that is U.S. Attorney General Eric Holder, who spoke at the conference today. He said they'll do what they can to track down the stolen assets and get them back to the rightful owners. Meanwhile, President Obama's approval rating has dropped to its lowest level in the Washington Post ABC News survey. More from White House correspondent Greg Cluxton.
Over the first 3 months of the year, the president's approval dropped from 46% to 41%, the lowest of his presidency. The Post ABC News survey found that just 42% of Americans approve of his handling of the economy, 37% approve of his implementation of Obamacare, and 34% approve of his handling of the situation involving Ukraine and Russia. Political analysts say the president's low rating could be a significant drag on Democratic candidates this fall. Greg Clugston, SRN News, Washington.
Also at SRNnews.com, the markets are thriving in early trading with the Dow Jones Industrial Average up right now by about 82 points. It's coming off an 87-point gain yesterday. Toyota moving its U.S. headquarters from California to Texas. Texas Governor Rick Perry announcing during an interview with the Salem Radio Network that Toyota was moving to the Lone Star State.
Toyota announced today at 1 o'clock Central Standard Time that they would be moving their North American headquarters from Torrance, California, to Plano, Texas.
And Governor Perry made his announcement yesterday. The plant should be, the headquarters should be up and running by 2017. This is SRN News.
Share fresh picked flavors at P.F. Chang's with our new Chef Seasonal Menu, featuring inventive new dishes and handcrafted cocktails, like our new Pink Cherry Cosmo. Fall in love with our lemongrass chicken spring rolls, inspired from Vietnamese street fare. Or try our Asian twist on carnitas with the sweet and spicy Chino Latino pork. Wok fired and served with vibrant pineapple salsa. Your local P.F. Chang's is the perfect place to celebrate mom. Make your Mother's Day reservations online at pfchangs.com. See you soon.
The following is a real-life story from Trinity Debt Management.
When our daughter Emma was born, we took a look at our credit card debt. It was not a good situation. Finally, my wife Vicky said, call Trinity.
If you're in debt and you need help, call Trinity at 1-800-936-5496.
We called them, they contacted all of our creditors, they stopped the collections calls, they got the interest reduced, and they put us on a plan for success.
If your debt has you down, call Trinity at 1-800-936-5496.
More gunmen are laying down their arms south of the U.S. border as James Blears reports from Mexico City. It is a new mandate from the government that the vigilantes who've been fighting against the drug cartels now need to turn in their weapons.
At the start of the official demobilization, members of the South Defense Forces, which have evolved from drug cartel fighting vigilantes, handed over almost 500 guns. They were fingerprinted and the weapons fired for forensic identification. The final deadline for handing in weapons is May the 10th.
That's SRN's James Blears. A witness says a gunman who opened fire at FedEx's center outside of Atlanta this morning was armed with an assault rifle and a knife and had bullets strapped across his chest, quote, like Rambo. FedEx clerk Elisa Aiken said she looked up and saw the man before he opened fire inside the package sorting station. Cobb County police say six people were wounded in the shootings and the gunman was found dead from a self-inflicted wound. This is SRN News. A security breach may have exposed the private information of a significant number of AOL emails user accounts.
The company says the email addresses, postal addresses, address books, encrypted passwords, and encrypted answers to security questions of users may have been exposed along with some employee information. AOL believes spammers use this contact information to send spoofed emails. Spoofing is a tactic used by spammers to make an email look like it is from someone the recipient knows to trick him or her into opening it. These emails do not originate from the sender's email. The addresses are just edited to make them appear that way. The investigation is underway. Keith Peters, SRN News.
Secretary of State John Kerry now says he chose the wrong word in describing Israel's potential future after coming under withering criticism for saying that the Jewish state could become an apartheid state if it doesn't reach a peace deal with the Palestinians. More details at SRNNews.com. From Washington, I'm Bob Agnew.
The news was brought to you this hour on AM 1460 by Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Now accepting Anthem Blue Cross, Shasta Regional, treating people well.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 with Carl and the Bot. Good morning. It is the 29th of April. It is a beautiful day out there. It's 8:06 in the morning. Our phone lines are 605-4567. And we're streaming live at KCNR1460.com. And let's start off with, let's go with Susan Eastman from our Wells Fargo Advisors, as we do all the time, Monday through Friday at this time, and find out what's happening on Wall Street. Susan, good morning.
Good morning, Carl and Linda. Good morning, everyone. While major averages remain in positive territory, the Dow Jones Industrial Average is up 82 points at 16,532. The S&P 500 is up 7 points at 1877. And the NASDAQ Composite advancing 15 points at 4,089. Active stocks on the NASDAQ, Facebook up 72 cents at 56.86. Yahoo positive 78 cents at 34.77. Intel up 18 cents, trading at $26.51. For local stocks of interest, Target down 9 cents at 62.10, Best Buy up 2 pennies at 25.57, Bank of Commerce off 15 cents at $6.40. For commodities, gold is up fraction at $12.99, silver off 8 cents at 19, and crude oil up $1.14, trading at $102 a barrel. That's the market for now. This is Susan Eastman with Wells Fargo Advisors for KCNR.
Hey, Susan. Thanks a lot. We have our Wells Fargo Advisors on Monday through Friday at 708-808-908. Yeah, she, you know what? Susan is not only a cutie, but she, I mean, can I say that? I don't want to be a...
She's a whippersnapper.
She is, I tell you what, she is smart. She's attractive. She plays sports. She's athletic. And she knows what she's talking about, which is why you should go down to our friends at Wells Fargo Advisors. If you're looking for ways to invest your money, if you're looking for financial freedom, and they can tell you. I tell you what, Chris Lasonda came in there the other day and said, this is how you do it. And it takes you 7 years for your kids, and you've given them financial freedom for a lot less than you would ever dream of, a lot less. So give them a call at 243-7561. Head on down to Park Marina Drive.
Well, before we took the break, you went into some tirade.
It wasn't a tirade.
Well, it wasn't.
I was just talking about Mark Story, CEO of Haven Humane.
Yeah, he was going to go to jail.
On his way to jail. You know what? I can talk about that a little bit. It's, you know, you think it's tough enough being the, you know, you think it's tough out there.
Being the CEO
being
of
the
Haven
CEO
Humane.
Of Haven
yeah,
Humane,
I mean.
Because there's a lot of pressure there.
Oh, my goodness.
You know, and then you got, you know, first of all, you get into that every day. You get into that little petty thing where you're having to pet everything around you.
Yeah, yeah.
But it has nothing to do with that. And then you've gotten to the licking thing where the little, you know, little animal's licking you on the face. It's got nothing to do with that with going to jail.
Hey, we sponsored a kennel.
This is a great start.
That's right. So Mark, why are you going to jail?
So I'm actually going to do the muscular dystrophy lockup on Thursday. So they called me and asked if I would help out. And I said, absolutely. So myself and a bunch of people from the community are getting locked up. I'm using air quotes. Locked up for muscular dystrophy for a fundraiser. So the bail goes towards helping muscular dystrophy. It's going to be at the Sakata Cantina on
okay,
Thursday.
That's where they...
Oh,
they, okay,
it's not down is, the jail in Sacramento.
This is how they lock you up. They take you to a nice place and feed you.
Yes, yes.
And that's how they do
lock-up.
It.
It's my kind of lockup.
So you're trying to raise funds.
I am, yeah. And there's a link on our Facebook, on the Haven Humane Facebook, too, that's got a link with me on there with a link. If you want to donate, it would be great.
So what happens if... people just want you to stay in jail.
I actually have had a lot of people offer to pay extra to keep me in jail.
I think that's funny.
But again, it's at the Sakata Cantina, so if I'm there all afternoon, I mean.
And that's happening today.
It's actually Thursday.
Margarita okay. Day.
Thursday, which is past hump day, obviously. And of course everybody knows how Carl feels about hump day. He's been above board about how he feels about hump day.
Love hump day.
You're going to be, you're looking for funds to raise money that's going to go towards?
Muscular dystrophy.
Okay.
Yeah, and it's all local too. It stays with all local families.
Yeah, that's the best thing about it is all the money you raise stays here in town. I did that last year, I think, or the year before, maybe for a couple years. But I broke out the past year and they said, "Would you have any ideas?" I said, "Yeah, Mark Story."
Great, thanks.
So Mark Story is our guest this morning here on KCNR 1460. If you're just tuning in, he's the guy who heads up Haven Humane. We've got a lot of stuff that we like to cover of what Haven Humane is doing, and May's a really important month as well. But you're going someplace. Did we want to talk about?
Well, he's just going to go down. It's just a conference.
Yeah, I'm going to UC Davis this afternoon. I'm going to have to leave the show a little bit early today so I can get down there, but we're basically having a meeting with some of the shelter professionals down at UC Davis to talk about the cat overpopulation issue and options on how to kind of solve it, and long-term solutions as well as short-term solutions. It's the second time we met a little over a year ago. And so they have some pretty good ideas. There's a lot of things that are changing throughout the state when it comes to cats. And so I just kind of want to see what works for us.
I'm really interested in that. And I'll tell you why. For an example, talked with a girlfriend of mine who lives in Southern California. And I just, because I didn't know my facts. And she said, yeah, we used to have this, the cat passed away. But she used to have this cat that they moved to the beach or, you know, in one of these, you know, on the harbor. And she said, and he was just an outside cat. So, you know, at nighttime he would roam and, you know, and then he would come back. And she goes, we really miss him. We think maybe we should get another cat. And I said, don't get a cat if you think it's going to be an outside cat when you're living on the water amongst. And so she goes, well, it's a law. The cat should be able to run free. And I thought, wait a minute.
It's a law. They should be able to run free.
Yeah, you know, they're supposed to be able to run free. And I said, well, we got 5 cats or 10 cats in our neighborhood pooping in our front yard that we just, you know, want to bring out the air gun to. What is the law?
I don't think we're going to talk about air guns at the meeting tonight, actually.
But what are the law? What is the law?
How about subsonic rounds?
There is a leash law in Reading.
Yeah. Is it just in Reading?
It's really, in the city limits.
So we don't know what it could possibly be down there.
Yeah, it's different. I don't think there's a leash law, actually. I'm not sure that there's one even in the county, but in city limits there is.
You know what? She might be right, because down there you can never tell what kind of strange bills they pass that say cats should be able to run free. Mm. I can't imagine that.
I doubt that.
Yeah.
Okay. In the harbor.
Well,
you know,
it's a giant cat box out there. If you think of it like that.
I just thought, you know, if everybody had here's the difference. Okay. The cats you're talking about are feral.
We're stranger.
I don't know.
Anyway, Mark, I
just wanted to know.
Yeah, no, I don't.
Every county has their own law.
Yeah, every county and city has their own ordinance on it. Yeah.
So there is a cat leash law in the city of Reading.
There is.
Okay, we're going to take a break here. This portion of the show has been brought to you by the back. You know, we're stranger today for some reason we haven't in a long time. I think it has something to do with over-medication here. Tobacco and Brew, located at 2143 Hilltop Drive, is your place for great coffee and more cold drinks. They have all types of cold drinks, cold coffee drinks, chai, all of this stuff at the, at Espresso Joe's right there located at Tobacco and Brew. Walk next door. They will meet or beat any tobacco prices in town. They have e-cigs of all varieties, all flavors, and the finest walk-in humidor in the state. Tobacco and Brew. Veterans are always honored at Tobacco and Brew. They will always get discounts at Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive. We'll be right back.
What are you in the mood for dinner tonight? How about a Jack's Grill world-famous steak, a fork tender filet mignon, a hot and juicy New York steak or brochet of beef cooked to perfection and so tender you can cut it with a smile? Maybe deep-fried prawns or golden fried chicken, all served with garlic bread, hot baked potato or french fries, and a large family-style bowl of tossed green salad with homemade dressing of your choice. Are you in the mood? Meet friends and family at Jack's Grill, a Reading landmark for 75 years. Open Monday through Saturday on California Street, downtown Reading.
After the loss of a loved one, there's so much to think about. Costs shouldn't be one of them. For the compassionate care that you need, and at about half the cost of a traditional funeral home, Blair's Cremation and Burial Service at 241-3400 will give you the peace of mind and compassionate care that you deserve at an affordable cost. Serving the North State with direct cremation service and complete funerals. Call 241-3400 or visit online at blairscremation.com. Blair's Cremation and Burial Service, 5530 Mountain View Drive, Reading.
Hi, I'm Vicki Leda from Amazing Foods for Life, gluten-free baking mixes made with ancient grains. At Amazing Foods, we're here to help you make living gluten-free easy and healthy. Often it can be difficult to find fast, easy, and delicious treats. With our cookies, cakes, muffin mixes, you can have bakery fresh in your home in about 20 minutes, while at the same time adding protein and omegas to your diet. Amazing Foods for Life is produced in a dedicated top 8 allergen-free environment. Check us out at AmazingFoodsForLife.com or at Orchard Nutrition Center, Tops Market, and many more.
In the 40s, Reading Cab and Yellow Cab merged, and Reading Yellow Cab was born. A lot has changed since then. The town has more than tripled in size, and so have we. Through the decades, we have served Reading with generations of trustworthy drivers, family men and women, treating their customers with the respect and professionalism we would expect for our own families. When you need to get to or from the airport to the train station, perhaps, we're there for you. When you need a safe ride home, need to do some shopping, or want someone to shop for you, call Reading Yellow Cab at 222-1234, and we'll be there for you.
As gun laws continue to tighten up across the country, Bastiani Arms will continue to provide our community with quality firearms, hard-to-find ammo, off-list fully built AR lower receivers, and the absolute best customer service. Get out of the grab-and-go box stores and come talk to a knowledgeable firearm specialist. The good guys at Bastiani Arms are real gun enthusiasts, with two full-time gunsmiths on hand 5 days a week. Right now, Bastiani Arms is stocked up on hard-to-find ammo, 30-30, 38 Special, and 44 Magnum. More people than ever are exercising their rights to conceal and carry a firearm. Seth Stoke has over 20 years' experience in firearms and offers CCW classes, women-only CCW classes, and hunter education. Bastiani Arms has everything you need for firearms, and they appreciate you shopping local. Bastiani Arms, on the corner of Larkspur Lane and Wall Street in Reading. Join the revolution.
National news with a local view. KCNR, 1460 AM.
Yeah, Reading, good morning. 60 degrees in the downtown studios of KCNR 1460.
Ow! This portion of the show brought to you by Reading Crown Motors. You know what? You don't need to go anywhere out of Reading to find that perfect new or previously owned car, truck, or SUV. You can keep that one going. I like that one. They're your local Ford, Dodge, Dodge Ram, Lincoln, Nissan, and Honda dealership right here. Give them a call at 223-2177. They are going to make a deal for you. You don't have to go anywhere else. Just go down to 555 Cypress Avenue, and their service department is simply magnificent.
What's happening with those Reading pink
Crown
lines?
Motors. Okay, somebody called and said, run outside and look at the sky. And we did. We ran outside and they looked at the sky, Bob and I did, and they said they're spraying us. And I looked up and I saw a bunch of contrails. You mean like chemtrails? Is that what they were talking about?
Anyway. I believe so, sir.
Okay. Yeah. Anyway, we ran back in and we were still alive. Let's go to the phones.
Bill, good morning. What's on your mind?
Good morning. How are you people this morning?
We're great, we're fine, Bill.
We're talking about cats. I had a terrible cat problem over where I used to live, and there's a law here that says if that cat's on your property, it's trespassing. And that's the law. It is trespassing if it's on your property. I got a hold of the Humane Society. They furnished me with a live trap, and I trapped six cats in a week. And that kind of thinned the neighborhood out a little bit. But it cost them, I think, about $70 or $75 if they want to go down to the Humane Society and pick their cat up.
Well, you know, that's a good idea, Bill. You know, you didn't destroy the cats. You didn't do anything to hurt them. What you did is you trapped them because they're on your property. And
that's right.
This is what Linda gets so fired up. You can't believe it.
I'll tell you why, Bill.
They're using the front porch.
Yeah. Well, I'll tell you why, Bill. When you have guests come, because, you know, we come in through the garage, you know, and, so we don't get to see the front door that much, but, you know, I accept a guest if they come over and all of a sudden I'm smelling the really bad cat urine. And I go livid because I know that they've been out there using my front yard. I see them. I know they're neighborhood cats.
Yeah.
But I don't see them, you know, if I see them on my front porch, Carl gets mad because I open up the front door and I go, like I'm a kid. He goes, don't do that. I don't want anybody to see you
like
do that.
She sounds like an extremely mad big cat when she goes out there.
They're terrible. The smell is horrible, And like I say, it's right at the front door.
Being able to trap them and then turn them over. People want them back. You can, you know, actually, if they even have a, you know, if they have a chip on them, then Haven Humane will give them a call and say, "We got your cat. It's going to cost you." Do you charge them for that?
Yep.
Oh, yeah.
They do.
Oh,
big
good.
Time.
Good. Good. All right. Hey, Bill. Thanks a lot.
Thanks, Bill.
Have a wonderful day.
And you know what, Bill? That was very humane of him to do that because he's just trying to say, I don't want the, you know, your cat is not going to be on my property. It's very simple.
Yeah,
you know, you can't park on my property. Park on my property. We're going to have your car removed.
And there's other ways to keep them out of your yard, which I recommend other than trapping. But if you're going to trap them, that's fine and bring them in. There's a couple of downfalls to that. One is that less than 2% of cats that come through shelters across the United States, and this includes here in Haven, get returned to owner. Less than 2%. So very few of the cats that come in will actually go back because I think that most people won't look for their cats. I'm not really sure why.
Because they turn them out at night and they go, well, you know, cats just disappear.
And so that doesn't mean that they're going to come in and we're going to put them down. You know, we assess all the cats and then we try and get them into rescues or adopt them if they're friendly cats. So just because they come in a trap doesn't mean it's a bad ending for the cat. It might be a great beginning for the cat because then they'll go out of our shelter altered and spayed and neutered and into a loving home. Mm-hmm. And hopefully we'll keep them indoors and not let them roam around and get lost again. So
I'm loving your Facebook pages of people that are adopting. I found my forever home.
Yeah.
And with the owners and cause I recognize those dogs.
Yeah.
Cause they've come through here.
Yeah.
And I mean, it's a great idea.
Hey, Mark, we were talking about cats. Just for a second, let's go back. You said there's a couple other options besides trapping.
There's things that you can spray on the ground. There's all kinds of things. If you just do a Google search on how to keep a cat out of my yard, they'll tell you you can get a dog. a dog will keep a cat out of the yard. Mm-hmm. I mean, seriously. I don't necessarily recommend you get a dog just to throw it in the backyard and ignore it.
Right.
That's definitely not what we're about. We want a dog to be a part of the family. But you know, a family dog will keep cats away. I know my dogs will keep a cat out of our yard for sure.
I tell you, Elk Killer chased one as big as that killer was and chased it out of the yard and came out high fives, you know, chest bumping.
Yeah.
Yeah, we did good. Okay, we got a lot of things to talk about here.
We do have a lot of things to talk about.
We got a lot of things going on.
I need to ask you something, though. Yesterday I discovered, for some reason, I haven't really known about this, so I would really like you to shine a light on it for me and for others that perhaps don't know, and that's pets for vets.
Okay. Right now, we're working on pets for vets. Right now, we are affiliated, and I don't want to say we as in Haven. Our trainer, our behavior specialist, Woody, is a certified trainer for pets for vets, and he's working with the Sacramento chapter. So he is working with some vets up here. And pets for vets, it's a great program. Basically, they're taking some vets that need a little bit of help, and they're grabbing dogs from, and actually not just dogs. Actually, I've heard that they've actually placed a couple of cats with some vets.
Cool.
But they're getting some animals from shelters that need a second chance too, and they're putting them together, and they're doing some training with them, and so they're there as a companion animal, basically. They're not service dogs. Mm-hmm. They're very clear on that. But there is a companion animal just to kind of help them out. And so it's very therapeutic for the vet. And obviously it's life saving for the pet. And so it's working out really well. It's a really growing organization in the country. And so we're hoping that, we'll kind of make our own little niche here. I'm not sure. There's still some debate on whether we're going to have a chapter here, whether we're going to be a satellite chapter. I think more than likely it's going to be a satellite chapter.
Well, I have a girlfriend. I'm telling you, I went to my house yesterday. She was at my house and all of a sudden I opened the door and there's this dog. And I'm like, what? what? She goes, oh, and she holds her collar, and it was, a young pit bull with white head, really cute. She was, of course, with Snooky Bot. And so she says, she's a pet, she pets for vets. Well, it caught me off guard, and I thought, vets, all of a sudden, I didn't think of veterans. I thought of veterinarians. And I thought, well, still, you know, hello, this dog is in my house. But then myself in my heart, I found out when it was for veterans and that she was in a program to help train this dog so that it could be a companion. It already had the name of the guy. So I was pleasantly surprised to see that is a beautiful way to help these pets find, a soft companionship with a veteran.
Yeah. And I have a feeling I know who you're talking about because she's fostering for us.
Yeah. Cat. There
yeah,
you go.
It is
yeah,
Kat.
Cause she's,
yeah, yeah, yeah. She's, yeah, Kat's fostering, a dog. So this is going to be our first one. And so Woody's working with, yeah.
She's good.
Woody's named Kat. She's fostering
yeah.
a dog.
Yeah, Kat.
For her vet.
Yes. Okay. All right. Good. Okay.
Okay.
So,
we've
Kat's been in our family and worked for within our family, for years and years and years.
Yeah.
So.
She's a great volunteer.
Yes.
She does our, one of our programs with us too.
You're going to have to leave early. We got a lot of stuff to cover.
Oh.
Here. Let's start with the first Tuesday club or second Tuesday club.
Second Tuesday is going to be at Duke's Steakhouse. Right. It's going to be, when is that? May 13th.
May 13th.
You've got, right. Yep. The second Tuesday club on May 13th at Duke's Steakhouse and proceeds or a portion of the proceeds go straight to Haven Humane.
Correct. Yeah. So great. Bring your family, friends out and have a good dinner. Duke's got some great
now,
food.
Now, here's what's cool. Some of the groomers in the area have dedicated the month of May to raising money for shelter animals. So this is the second year that the groomers have joined together to donate proceeds from some of their services. So we're going to check out some of those people, and we'll talk about who some of those people are.
Yeah, there's a bunch of them that are doing it. And in Reading, there's All Animal Grooming. In Happy Valley, we've got Country Critters Grooming. In Anderson, we've got Shampoodles and the Noble Beast Mobile Dog and Cat Grooming and Just for Paws Mobile Pet Salon. And all of them are donating a portion of their proceeds for the entire month of May for different things for their grooming towards the animals. We did this last year, and it was a great event. So now is a good time to get your animal bathed and groomed, and it helps us out as well.
So we need a list of those so we can put that up on the website.
Mm-hmm.
You've got a clinic special starting this Monday, or this Friday, May 1st. During the month of May, all dog spays and neuters are 10% off.
Yes, that is correct. So now is a good time to do it. I mean, we always have low-cost spay and neuter as it is, but now it's 10% off of that. So May is definitely a great month to do it. They're also getting a little more active, so to speak, in this time of year because it's spring, so it's a great time to spay and neuter.
This is when they get pregnant.
Yeah, it is. It absolutely is, and we get inundated with puppies and kittens. So it would be great if we can alter some of these guys because, you know, we have plenty of animals that need homes right now. We don't need more animals that need homes.
Absolutely not.
And you have your volunteer orientation, folks. Let's talk about that. Volunteer orientation is Saturday, May 3rd at 10 a.m. at Haven. And without your volunteer, I mean, you need volunteers.
Yeah, we have some wonderful volunteers, and our volunteer coordinator, Wendell, will be there this Saturday at 10 o'clock at Haven. It's about an hour long for the orientation, and basically it just explains to people what that entails and what they can do as a volunteer. And volunteers are amazing for us. They really do help the animals. I went in yesterday to the Morgan Adoption Center, and I looked on the board, and, you know, majority of the dogs had been taken out and walked already, which was really cool to see. And they wear these really bright, I think they're fluorescent green t-shirts, and it's great to walk out the office and see a bunch of these green t-shirts with dogs walking on the property. It makes me feel good, and they really enjoy it. The volunteers really enjoy it, and I always say, you know, after you kind of get over that little bit of hurdle and you kind of get in the routine of doing it, it's a lot more therapeutic for the human than it is for the canine. But the canines just absolutely have a ball with it. They know when they're going to get walked. So.
Do you have to clean up after them?
They clean up when they're walking them, yeah.
Okay. Absolutely. Other ways that you can donate, you know, because we know that there's, what can we do when we reach out? You can sponsor a pet. Your donation reduces the adoption fee of a cat or dog that hasn't been in a shelter for a long time. And also you can, do the kennel sponsorship gifts. That's fantastic.
Which we did. I'm glad we did that.
It made us feel good. I'm glad that we can do that. Well, you sponsor a kennel. A cat kennel plaques are $150 and dog kennel plaques are $250. No. And it's just great. You know, you guys work so hard. You work so hard, Mark. You know, I kind of you don't get enough recognition and accolades for what you've done. And I know it's a very difficult job. People are coming at you with lefties and righties, and you just have to remain calm in the storm and know that you, we've been to your orientations and we've been to your volunteer celebrations, and it's the people that put their heart and soul into Haven Humane are amazing.
I agree.
We're going to take a quick break because I know we've been kind of like fire hosing this, but we need to get some more stuff in because Mark's on his way out of here. But this portion of the show is brought to you by Crackmaster Windshield Repair. Don't replace your windshield, repair it. From little chips to cracks over 24 inches in length, Redding Crackmaster Windshield Repair can do it, and he guarantees his work. Jeff Wurst knows what he's doing. He won't waste your time. And he will make sure that the glass is fixed, your windshield is fixed, or your money back. 3208 South Market Street. Crack Matt.
We'll be right back with Mark's story with Haven Humane. It'll just tear you up, all this stuff that's going on here. We'll be right back.
Hey, this is your pipe talking. Don't put that baby wipe down the toilet. Didn't you know that disposable doesn't always mean flushable? Cleaning wipes and baby wipes do not dissolve and get stuck in poor old sewer pipes like me. And I get backed up. Please, throw used wipes in the trash so I can continue to breathe and not clog your sewer pumping equipment. You know the cost to hire a plumber to unclog me typically ranges from $75 to $350? And that doesn't include the time it takes you to clean up the sewage that may have backed up. So pass the word on to everyone who cleans your home or business, too.
Be kind to your plumbing, and remember, wipes clog pipes. Throw used wipes in the trash. In addition to wipes, kitchen grease, kitty litter, plastic, and latex items can all clog pipes and should be bagged or contained and placed in the trash. A public education project by Reading Municipal Utilities. For questions or more details, call 224-6068.
You've got to help me. I don't know if I'm going crazy or if my car is possessed. Don Steck for Coachmaster Collision Repair. The owner's ordeal began after a collision repair, resulting in a car that had a mind of its own. It would suddenly pull violently left or right, but only when he was alone. He had taken the car back to the shop that repaired it. It was test driven 8 times. Nothing happened. Nobody believes me. They look at me like I'm crazy. Just minutes before he arrived at Coachmaster, the pulling struck again. My inspection revealed necessary framework and wheel alignment had not been corrected from the collision. At Coachmaster, we stock hundreds of blueprints. With this evidence, we proved the owner was not crazy and the car was not possessed. The insurance company authorized us to correct the vehicle. Coachmaster, Collision Repair, Redding, California.
Your home is your castle, but to a thief, it's just another target. There's no one-size-fits-all security system, and that's why Hue & Cry custom designs every home security alarm system. Hue & Cry is a locally and family-owned business that's been serving the Shasta County area for 22 years. Hue & Cry produces a quality turnkey system with an exclusive performance guarantee. Now that's personal service. Call Hue & Cry, 800-800-ALARM. 800-800-ALARM.
It's about to get busy, real busy. Who has time for the gym when you're taking the kids here and then there and pretty much anywhere? Well, at Anytime Fitness, you can work out around any schedule. Anytime Fitness is a 24-hour gym. Don't wait to get back in shape. Sign up today and get your first month free for a limited time. Anytime Fitness is a 24-hour gym. So go to the friendly, clean, and convenient gym on your time. That's Anytime. Anytime Fitness in West Reading next to Holiday Market.
Thanks for joining Carl and Linda Bott and Free Fire Radio on KCNR, 1460 AM.
Welcome back. Carl and Linda Bott, KCNR, 1460. More talk radio than you can possibly stand.
Okay, wait.
More talk radio, local talk radio shows than anywhere else in California. Prove me wrong.
This was like one of the best rock singers ever.
Yeah. Phone lines here are 605-4567. We're streaming live at KCNR1460.com. 63 degrees, going up to 90 today. Weather reports always brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. And this portion of the show brought to you by Cypress Square Barbershop right off Athens Avenue. Take a step back in time. Great haircuts, great prices, man's last stronghold, discounts for seniors and veterans. Cypress Square Barbershop, where I go, and Bob. Our guest is Mark Story, CEO of Haven Humane. And we're talking about all the things that are happening. Mark's going to have to leave a little bit early today, which it's fine because I have another rant I can go on after that.
Sure.
Okay, but two big things is one, he's going into jail for the MDI, Muscular Dystrophy. MDA, Muscular Dystrophy Association. It'll be this Thursday. You can bail him out of jail by going to their website, Haven Humane.
Yeah, you can go to our Facebook page.
I'm sorry, Facebook page. And we were talking about a number of things that are happening, but one of the things that we wanted to hit was the saving the date for June 7th.
Yeah, June 7th is our Dogathon Festival. We've changed it up a little bit this year, so it's going to be from 3 to 7. We're going to still have Splash Dogs. You can bring your dog out for $10. You can jump. And that goes to help Splash Dogs. We're also going to have a little ball jump with them, which is great. We're going to have the West Munster Dog Show. We're going to have a bunch of carnival booths from a bunch of local nonprofits that are going to put together carnival booths with some prizes for the kids, which will be fantastic. We're also going to have a bunch of vendors. And then we are going to have a shot clinic as well as a licensing clinic there as well. So if your dog needs license, that's a good time to come out because it's a little bit more inexpensive. And also we'll be doing microchipping. I think we're going to do them probably for $18 for the microchips again.
Cool.
And then at 7 o'clock, actually starts at 6 with our Yappy Hour. At 7 o'clock, we're turning our, one of our pastures into a, barbecue and concert. We're going to have the band Cattle Rocket, who were formerly known as the Nathan Thomas Band. And they are going to be playing, and we're going to have barbecue and everything. And those are tickets for $25 for that. It's going to be a good time. And, of course, all the money goes to help out the animals.
The Boots, Scootin' Doggies Barbecue.
Boots, Scootin' Doggies Barbecue and Concert.
It's got nothing to do with the barbecue, right?
Right now.
The doggies.
No.
Okay, just
making
sure.
Well, they can come as guests.
They can come as guests.
But they won't be eating.
Okay, all right. That's on the 7th of
June. Yeah, we'll have you on again before then.
Yeah, of course.
As we get ready, because we're, you know, but sometimes people are only 2 or 3 weeks out, but a lot of times people are 6 and 7 months out, so.
Okay, now, this is something that we're really into also is the Colt 45s.
Yeah.
We're doing 45 nights of the Colt 45s here. We are broadcasting all their games for the Colt 45s. We've gotten behind the 45s. We were there last year. Their attendance has been up 300%. We like to think we had a lot to do with that, plus the fact that, Rick Bassetti. I'm sorry.
Rob Bassetti.
Right,
is Chief Rick Bassetti.
Don't call me Bob. Okay, I got it. Okay.
Anyway, Colt 45.
Is Coach Bassetti, also the mayor. They're adding all these great seats. They got a deal with Simpson. You're going to have stadium seating. They're going to start the games a little bit later, so it's cooler. And they're letting different organizations get in there, and they are spreading the wealth.
Yeah, so they're doing a fundraiser for us June 21st,
Fantastic.
Saturday, June 21st, and so ticket sales, we're gonna get, proceeds from the ticket sales. Which is great, and I'm really looking forward to it. They actually asked me to throw out the first pitch, which
I'm a little nervous about, but
I'm looking forward to it. But,
June 21, mark your calendar.
Yeah, but I tell you.
A long way, Mark.
Yeah,
a lot of people watching.
I know. I'll be alright. I might lob it.
And the Colts
can I throw underhand?
And they're gonna be playing, Fontanetti's Athletics?
Yeah. So, I'm excited about the Colt 45 season. You know, I'm excited about the 21st. Mm-hmm. It's a fundraiser for Haven, which is great. It helps, you know, we can get to a point where we have no more homeless pets. But, you know, beyond that, you know, I'm a huge baseball fan, and I think it's great that we have, I mean, this is our local team. You know,
this is our local team, and
we're playing, you know, they play in a stadium that, you know, Coach Bassetti's really trying to revamp and make nicer the Tiger Stadium, which has been here for years. And so, you know, I really encourage the community to come out and take a look at it. I mean, it's kind of like you guys were talking earlier about the Shasta Caverns and all that stuff. If you live in the area and you haven't been to a Colt 45s game, you're missing out on something that is unique here in Reading.
And these seats are going to be great seats. They're going to be comfortable seats. You're not sitting on the bleachers anymore.
Right.
They're starting the games actually 15 minutes later, so it'll be cooler and the sun will be back behind, you know, because they're putting shade up. It's like $5 a ticket, I think.
Yeah, that's what it is.
And for $5, you get a hot dog and a drink.
Wow.
Well, a hot dog and, like, you know, and a soft drink for $5.
Man.
You can take your family there. We're going to have tickets we're going to be giving away. But, you know, on opening night, it's going to be a veterans, it's Veterans Day.
Fabulous.
And all the, half the proceeds go to veterans organization. I think in this case, it's IGO to the cemetery up there, to the veteran cemetery there at IGO. So any way we can do to help, you know, promote the baseball games, because almost every one of them is attached to a fundraiser for a great event, in this case, Avenue Maine.
Yeah, and I mean, I think that, you know, it's great. I mean, like I said, I'm a huge baseball fan. It's great to have local baseball and stuff, and these kids are from all over the country, and they're some great players. But I think more importantly, it's a community event. And that's what Coach Bassetti's really focusing on, is making it a community event. You know, the money goes to help other community activities. The money that does go, that they do make, goes right back into helping that park and rebuilding that and making it a place that people want to come to and want to see games. So, I think it's a win-win for the community, and I think it's a win-win for the ball team too.
It is. It is. Okay, I know you have to jump here and run. Now, one last thing is, people are talking about rattlesnake season. It is rattlesnake season, so people need to understand that and take precautions.
Yeah, always watch your dogs for that and really keep an eye on your animals, you know, around the rattlesnakes. There is rattlesnake vaccines that you can get. There's a lot of controversy about what they do and what they don't do. At the very least, what they do is they prolong the poison from, you know, doing too much damage. You can get them to a vet and have them looked at. But it can be expensive, and I've seen a lot of dogs, with, rattlesnake bites. If you see that your dog has some kind of inflammation or something from a what could be a bite, get it to the vet immediately. I mean, don't wait around on it, because it could be too late.
They can throw antivenom into it and save the dog's life, right?
They can, yeah.
Well, you know, we live downtown, but it doesn't mean that there is, like, you know, we talk about
next
this.
Next door.
We had our next door neighbors had a rattlesnake in their wood pile. Hello. And it was a little tiny baby. There was a big, rattlesnake. But I think about behind us, there's a vacant lot. And, sometimes it doesn't remain green because, of course, it's not watered. And that's a perfect place for snakes to warm their bodies. And that's what rattlesnakes like, the heat.
Yeah. And the babies are actually worse than the adults because they can't control their venom. So
they just shoot it.
They
just let you have it.
Yeah.
Yeah, I've had a couple Marines that they got nailed by baby rattlesnakes. They found a nest of baby rattlesnakes.
Are they still with us?
You know, God loves Marines. I tell you what, this Marine reached down to see if he could get one, and one reached up and got him on the hand, and he reached over to pull it off, and when he did, another one got him.
Oh,
so he
my
got
God.
Both hands, and we...
Jeez.
He comes into the emergency room, both arms in the air, IVs, and he... What possessed you?
Oh my God!
Well, the first. Why'd you reach for the first one? I thought I could get it.
Yeah.
God bless Marines.
Anyway, Mark, you want to say something, but you're being nice.
Yeah, I'm not going to say it. As a retired Air Force guy, I'm not going to make a comment. I'll let that go. I do want to say something, though, since we have a couple more minutes. I want to thank you for the comments about Haven and what we do, but I want to thank my staff. You know, I'm just blessed with such an amazing staff that puts up with, not always the best of stuff, on a daily basis, but, you know, they grind through it, and they find a way to put on a smile, and, you know, they help customers, and they celebrate when we save life. And, you know, for that, I'm forever grateful. I know I'm not always the easiest boss, because I ask them to do stuff that sometimes they don't like to do, but, you know, they respond and, you know, very well, and because of them, you know, we're saving more lives than we ever have. And so, you know,
well, I
do
imagine,
want to thank my staff.
I just can't imagine it, and people need to, I think, really put in their minds, animal control is, it's not fairy tales, and it's not exactly always pleasant. There are some success stories, and we hope that's why we put our energy into this, is to have animals be adopted out. But their animal control is
just that.
It's hard, and in order to be the person who runs animal control is a very difficult position.
Yeah, and animal control is a big part of what we do, but a small part of our staff. There's only 5 people that are actually on our animal control staff, and then we have a dispatcher that kind of works with a bunch of different spots. But it is difficult. But you know, every position that we have at Haven has the good stuff and the bad stuff. But I also want to say that, you know, it doesn't stop at the staff. You know, our volunteers, our supporters, the rescue organizations that thankfully rescue local animals from local shelters like us and Tehama and Shasta Lake. I mean, there's a lot of wonderful local rescues that, that rescue our animals locally, and they take them out of the shelters and they find homes for them, and they really help us and allow us to take in more. And then all of our supporters and our donors, you know, we couldn't do it without them. And, you know, we're so lucky that we have this community that does support us. And, you know, that's why we are working towards a day where we can see no more homeless pets.
Our guest is Mark Story, CEO of Haven Humane. And one last thing I'd like everybody to think about is that the people there behind the desk, a lot of them are volunteers or people that are there because they love animals and they're doing everything they possibly can. Abuse to these people is not called for. You know, they're trying to help. And sometimes, you know, maybe things are misunderstood or whatever, but you don't need to go and abuse the people verbally. Mm-hmm. I'm not talking punching them out or anything like that, but just, you don't need to do that. And they're there to help as much as they can. And like I said, you know, like you said, a lot of them are volunteers. So if somebody gives them a bad time, it's like, you know, hey, I'm trying to, you know, I'm doing the best I can and I'm doing the right thing. You just maybe don't understand it.
Well, and, you know, my paid staff, you couldn't pay them enough to do what they do.
Yeah.
And I know that I don't, and I wish I could pay them more. But they don't get paid enough to deal with this kind of stuff that they deal with. And we do have people that come in, and I understand. People are frustrated because their animal might be in the shelter, and we're telling them, you know, they have to pay this and this. And a lot of the fees that we do, we have no control over. Some of them are state mandated. Some of them are city or county mandated. You know, my staff is doing their job, and they want the dog or the cat to go home. I mean, you know, we don't want it in the shelter.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we need that space for the next one that needs to come in.
Yeah.
So yeah, I appreciate you saying that, and I think my staff handles it very professionally.
I think they do. Sometimes there's misunderstandings, but you know what? That happens in everything. As far as paying your staff enough to put up with everything, I know I don't pay my staff enough to put up with me. Mark Story, CEO of Haven Humane. Okay,
see, you Bob didn't need to,
yeah, I saw Bob start to smile.
He didn't flinch.
Mark Story, CEO of Haven Humane. I know you got to run here.
Looking forward to the pet of the week on Friday.
Oh, we are. Yeah.
Always love that.
You know, Spencer does a great job.
Yeah.
You be careful on your trip, and we'll see you next month, if
Thanks
not
so
sooner.
Thanks so much for having us. Appreciate it.
Carl Linda Bott, KCNR 1460. So much radio, it's hard to stand.
Friday night at the For Pete's Sake Cruise Night and Dinner 6 to 9 p.m. in the city of Shasta Lake as they kick off the annual Shasta Damboree Celebration. Friday night, friends and family gather at the John Baudet Community Center for the annual car cruise and $10 barbecue dinner. Entry forms for the cruise can be found online or at the event. For more information and entry forms, go online to ShastaDamboree.org or call 949-2759. All proceeds benefit the Pete Maché Scholarship Fund. Don't miss the For Pete's Sake Cruise Night and Barbecue, sponsored in part by Redding Tire Center. Whether you're getting ready for a road trip, RVing, or off-road adventures, Redding Tire Factory can make sure your tires are ready to roll. Whether for passenger, light trucks, or ATVs, Redding Tire Factory carries a wide variety of name brand tires, including Goodyear, Cooper, Yokohama, and Nokian, all with the best warranty in the West. Enjoy the For Pete's Sake Cruise Night and Dinner this Friday and the Danbury Pancake Breakfast Parade and all-day activities Saturday.
Change your world in as few as 16 months. Simpson University's popular Aspire degree completion program was designed for busy working adults. Choose degree programs as diverse as organizational leadership, psychology, liberal studies, business and HR management, or the RN to BSN step-up program, all relevant in today's competitive job market. Student success fuels our program success. With a 96% graduation rate over the past 20 years, our Aspire degree completion program is a challenging yet rewarding adult learning experience. Custom tailor your degree success plan with our dedicated academic counselors who will personally guide you on your educational journey. Call today and speak with our admissions professionals. But don't delay. This spring's application deadline is approaching and classes will be filled soon. Call 1-888-9-SIMPSON today to speak with an admissions professional. Or visit us online at simpsonu.edu/aspire. Simpson University School of Continuing Studies. Challenge your mind. Ignite your heart. Change your world.
Well, it's 2014. Do you find yourself looking in the mirror and saying, I want to be a better me? This year, I want to feel stronger, have a more positive outlook on life, and feel like I'm controlling my life. Life isn't controlling me. Well, now's the time. Go to Adamson's Peak Performance, a gym where the staff has incredible integrity. Adamson's is a place where you can become a better you. Get fit. Call Adamson's now at 221-8006. Adamson's Peak Performance. You're probably wondering, where do I go? I'm out of coffee. Well, let me tell you, Tobacco and Brew. Guaranteed to provide you with the freshest coffee beans. With the rising cost of coffee, Tobacco and Brew offers the best prices, quality, and a large variety as well. Check it out. Go in and meet the friendly staff who will help you with selection and specification of your brewing needs. Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive.
Thanks for joining Carl and Linda Bott and Free Fire Radio on KCNR, 1460 AM.
I got love. You know what? Is this Queen? Okay, so we saw, remember I told you about the Queen of Mania? We saw this biography on Queen, and it was just fantastic. I mean, it's funny. I just don't equate that sound with Queen. And the years that they were together, still out there traveling, of course, not with Freddie Mercury, but, you know, how they were in college.
They could travel with Freddie. It's kind
of
hard.
And, you know, it's just always with his memory because he was part of all of the writing they all did as a group, which is wonderful. 8:49 in the morning.
Thank you.
If you're just tuning in on this Tuesday here, KCNR 1460 AM on your dial.
This portion of the show brought to you by Bastiani Arms. John Bastiani and his crew down there at 2539 Larkspur. They take great pride in having what you need as a shooter. Either it's optics, of course guns, and ammo. And it all at fair prices. He's not going to jack up the prices because there's shortages out there. So go on down and see him. And he's got almost every kind of ammunition you could possibly imagine down there and every type of gun. So give him a call at 222-8222 or just go down and see him. John Bastiani and his people down there they do a really, really good job. They're local business that's being very successful right here in the city of Reading. There's a program. I want to hit this first and you can come up with the good stuff at the end with Turtle Bay. Mm-hmm. There's a program called Enlist. Enlist. It started by some Republican congressmen out of, and we talked about it a while ago, and it's an incredibly stupid idea. And I can't believe they actually brought this up, but they want to allow illegals to join the military to become citizens. Now, these are illegals that may have come here at an early age or whatever, but they're illegal. They're here illegally. And they want to put it in through the defense bill. Yeah. They want to add this Enlist Act into the defense bill where the head of the chairman of the defense committee just killed it. Says, this is not a place. The defense bill coming out of the House of Representatives is not the place to put an amnesty bill because that's essentially is what it is. You know, let me be clear here about this. And I talked to, Doug LaMoff and he was, you know, I just wanted to see what he thought. He said, no, I'm completely against this. It's an absolutely stupid piece of legislation introduced by Republicans. And I know some people will say, oh, wait a minute, you're going to have to be a little more specific than that. You know, maybe I am. How about, you know, the military is being cut drastically right now. They're talking about cutting out the commissaries. Can you believe that? Cutting out the commissaries. We've already got soldiers and Marines and airmen on food stamps. So let's cut out those commissaries, make it just even harder on them. At the same time, we're raising the price of gas and all these other things. And, oh, by the way, let me ship your butt over someplace and get shot at. All right. This is where we're coming up with. Thank you, President Obama, and the great minds you got in your administration. So right now we're cutting back. So are we going to say is that if you're an American citizen, you can't join the military because we're going to take an illegal here? Oh, how about that? If 25 to 30% of the ROTCs are only ROT Reserve Officer Training Corps out of the universities are only that many are being offered commissions because they're cutting back, are we going to put illegals in over American citizens? And what about this? A lot of things need clearances. A lot of their jobs and MOSs need clearances. Oh, okay. So that should be really easy to get. Is that clearance, the background investigation, and all that on somebody that's here illegally and goes back into their family? The Enlist, this act that they have, is incredibly dumb. if they want to talk about it, about, you know, we've brought in people that are here legally who are not citizens. Some of my really good friends I've met in the military have immigrated to our country. They've got the green card and they join the military. They spend 3 or 4 years in the military and that hastens their American citizenship. I've got no problem with that. But illegals, when at the same time we're cutting back like this, what kind of thought process does this? And this is, you know what? These are Republicans out of Southern California. And I don't know if this is where they're coming up with this idea. And here's the one last thing, and I'll get off this subject, is have we come to the spot in our history when you consider it's only maybe 1% of everybody in the United States that ever serves in the military? Have we come to the place in our history of this great country that we have to bring illegals in to take the spots of cowardly Americans who don't want to serve? Or not cowardly, but just don't want to serve their country. So let's bring in illegals? Have we gotten to that point?
The argument that I hear from these young gentlemen, and I've talked with several of them, well, I don't want anybody telling me what to do. I said, really? Tell me how that works out.
Yeah.
How does that work out?
Oh, you're talking about why they're not enlisting?
Yeah, why they're not going into military. Well, I don't want people to tell me what to do.
Oh, okay. So
hello.
So you're going to start your own business and become a Jobs?
Oh, they're going to write video game programs or something.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Oh, you know
yeah,
what?
But there's rules with everything you do, including, yeah, again, we go right into taxes. Having to obey traffic laws.
Yeah, it's just
there are laws, there are rules. I've had this conversation before recently with just a layman, Carl. Somebody who is just a normal person at Trader Joe's, and you couldn't believe all the conversation going on at the checkout counter. It was with a guy about rules and kids, and you know what it is. Sometimes as a parent, it's not always being the buddy.
Yeah, you've got
to. This is the time for you to teach your children. What's atrocious is what you're saying. I'm really hearing it inside of you that are we bending so much?
Have we gotten to that point where we have to bring in people that are here illegally over American citizens? It just frosts me anyway to think that we've got people, illegals, that are going to colleges here and getting scholarships when American citizens aren't in the front of the line. What is this? How does this happen like this? Where have we gotten to the fact that we have to take illegals in? And you know what the reasoning was by this jerk down in Southern California, this Republican? Well, you know, we want to find the best people for these jobs, and you know, and we're having a tough time finding people. That is a load of crap. You're running because you're in Southern California and you want the Hispanic vote. Why don't you just say that up front? I can accept that. I see that as being at least you're telling the truth. But this crap you're doing is wrong. You know what? And to say we can't find, then there's something wrong.
Well, Carl, let's just say
if we've come to that point, one
last
thing.
Not illegal immigrants are necessarily Hispanic. We're talking about anybody around
illegal.
The world.
I said illegal.
Yes.
They're here illegally. They can put all these little things on it. Oh, well, they had to come here under the age of 13. They can't have been any problems and all that. You know what? If we've gotten to the point where we have to bring in people like that, maybe the point is that maybe we should start looking at the draft.
Hiring mercs?
Well, that's, you know what? If that's what you want, why don't we just, you know what? There's enough. You know what? Why not? Why not privatize it then? Why don't we just privatize? Because, you know, just pay them the money and don't worry about the big thing is about, oh, well, the retirement and all that. Then just privatize it. Just privatize it. You know, if we've gotten to the point where we have to do this. All right. I don't mean to get off on such a tangent, but there's something wrong when we've reached that point. And thank God the chairman of the defense committee says, look, you know, we can talk about this thing, but it is never going to come out of this. You know, it's never going to be in a defense bill. All right.
Okay.
Now let's talk about happy things.
Well, I mean, on a positive note here as we end our day, and we like this because within our community, I know that there's a lot of naysayers and then there's a lot of positive people. You know, we support Turtle Bay. We think that in order to have a good, well-rounded community, you do need a museum. You do need certain things. And they are bringing educational classes and forums all the time to Turtle Bay. Well, what they've done is they've looked inside, what can we do to make changes? They're lowering their rates. And they are having five and dime discount days, the 5th and 10th of every month in May through September. So $10 for adults, $5 for children. I commend them because, you know, they're making this the day at the park.
Effort.
Effort to say we are part of this community. What do we need to do if there's trying times? It means in the regular admission was $16, but this is going to also get you into, which they used to, once you got into the park, there used to be like a little bit of an entry fee to the exhibitions. Well, there's a new identity exhibition, and also the parrots. This fee, when you go into the for $10 and $5, gets you into those as well.
So it's just one. It's like a one fee for all.
Yes.
Now I know that Turtle Bay is really reaching out. Toby
Osborne.
Osborne has done a good job on this. They've done as have everybody else. But they've had focus groups. They said, "What can we do to make Turtle Bay more viable?" And you know what? They're listening. So we're going to have Turtle Bay on. See if we can get them on this week to talk about this thing too. But anyway, all right. Big day today. We talked about a lot of things today. We've covered it all.
What a broad spectrum.
Yeah. I got three rants in today, which is just absolutely, you know what? That just, I feel much better.
And plus we talked about the Shasta Jamboree and in Haven Humane and
Yeah. Okay. Tomorrow we're going to be talking. We have our business of the week coming in. Our Chamber of Commerce Business of the Week. I think we're going to be talking to some of the Shasta regional people. We've got just a lot of things happening tomorrow. A lot of, you know, the rodeo's coming up. We've got the we've got Asphalt Cowboys rolling in. We've got a lot of things. Pancake Breakfast is coming, you know, next month. And next month is Friday. Thursday. Thursday is the first.
Hello. Anyway, thanks for listening this morning, folks. We always love your input, and thank you to the chat pack as well. We love you guys.
Thanks a lot there, SF and Sunny and Angel and everybody there, and for people calling in today. It's a great time. Like I said, the rest of this week, we're going to have on Steve Carlton on Thursday. And we're going to be talking with him about the district attorney and how they're handling the crime. We're trying to go through the whole spectrum of how we're going to handle crime and getting our arms around it, like I said, and with getting the experts in here, maybe getting them all in here one day. Remember, it's the good guys against the bad guys. Which are you?
At the gates of hell, but I won't back down.
The news is brought to you now on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Top cardiovascular hospital in the nation, Shasta Regional, treating people well.
With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason in Washington. He had bullets strapped across his chest, kind of looked like Rambo, according to one eyewitness talking about the gunman, who opened fire this morning at a FedEx facility in Kennesaw, Georgia, north of Atlanta. Cobb County Police report six people wounded. Doctors say three of them are in critical condition. The gunman is dead, apparently suicide. Georgia, Tennessee, Alabama, and the Carolinas bracing for the possibility of tornadoes from the same storm system, already blamed for 31 deaths across the South. So much destruction in Tupelo, Mississippi.
It looked like an atomic bomb went off over there. I mean, it's just bad.
Randy Page survived the twister. Jackson was also hard hit. South Korea's government has raised the death toll from the ferry disaster to 204, about 100 other people still missing, almost 2 weeks after the accident. Also at SRNNews.com.